Zhabovzhetsky Trail.
The present-day district of Zhabovzhetsky covers the area of three older villages, Zhabovzhetsky, Manichki, and Vinohradky, situated west of Brno along the roads leading to the castle of Veveří and Tishnov. These were mainly agricultural settlements with orchards and vineyards on the slopes of Kravý Hill. Their historical buildings consisted mainly of farmsteads and workers' and craftsmen's houses alongside the roads. The first two-level houses, many of which were already urban in nature, appeared in the mid-19th century as the villages spread towards Brno.
The architecture trail starts on the hill above historic Zhabovzhetsky on the city's edge from 1919. The tree planting and decorating association's efforts resulted in the original farmlands being converted into an urban forest, nowadays called the Wilson Wood, in the late 19th century. The surrounding area witnessed intensive urban development even before the First World War. While few houses were built below the Wilson Wood in the Svratka River Valley, the top of the hill was crowned with a villa estate, the so-called Czech officers' quarter, which had been built as a response to the nearby predominantly German residential estates at the base of Žlutý Kopec in today's Masaryk Quarter. These included an estate with detached houses and villas freely inspired by the English garden city movement, whose promotion of a healthy lifestyle and outdoor activities influenced the housing preferences pursued by the flourishing middle classes in the early 20th century.
The present-day district of Zhabovzhetsky covers the area of three older villages, Zhabovzhetsky, Manichki, and Vinohradky, situated west of Brno along the roads leading to the castle of Veveří and Tishnov. These were mainly agricultural settlements with orchards and vineyards on the slopes of Kravý Hora. Their historical buildings consisted mainly of farmsteads and workers' and craftsmen's houses alongside the roads. The first two-level houses, many of which were already urban in nature, appeared in the mid-19th century as the villages spread towards Brno.
The area below Wilson Wood witnessed the first urban development simultaneously with that on the slopes of Kravý Hora. The older, thin development welcomed new and mainly detached and semi-detached houses alongside today's Šmekalova Street, which became the street axis leading from the Brno Road, present-day Burjanovo Náměstí, as far as the edge of the wood. In 1928, in connection with the exhibition of contemporary culture held at the Brno Exhibition Centre, part of this location was chosen to present a set of standardised residences, the so-called New House Estate, displaying the latest affordable individual housing for the middle classes. The 16 residences were divided into groups and situated along the perimeter of a wedge-shaped area with a shared inner park and playground between present-day Šmekalova, Brafova, and Jana Nečase streets.
After Zhabovzhetsky was incorporated into so-called Greater Brno, the building activities in the vicinity of the villa estate, as well as alongside the main road to Brno, present-day Minska Street, increased. However, the two parts did not merge until 1922 to 1923, when the Kalnit Students' Dormitory was built, and became a prominent feature on the slope above Zhabovzhetsky and determined its urban character. The monumental dormitory tower was built at the junction of three streets leading from the main Brno Road. This was also the starting point of the newly delimited street axis, present-day Březinová Street, which led up to the foot of Kravý Hora as a link to the historic road leading from Old Brno, present-day Udolní Street. While block development continued in the area below the Kalnit Students' Dormitory, a more freely conceived residential estate with villas, detached and semi-detached houses, and small apartment buildings spread across the slopes above. The activities of several housing cooperatives, which were also engaged in building projects in the neighboring Masaryk Quarter, resulted in the creation of today's Kameničková and Sirotková streets, and Tumová, Zabranského, and Lužická streets on the opposite side in the 1920s.
The street network linking Zhabovzhetsky with neighbouring Kralovo Pole was designed in the 1930s. However, only a small part of this design was implemented before World War II. Jabovjeski, therefore, did not expand northwards until the second half of the 20th century, when new estates grew at the foot of Palatskeho Vrk and alongside the historic Kralovo-Pole Road.
The new house exhibition estate in many ways helped usher in the housing development of the years to come. After the outbreak of the global economic crisis in 1929, architects shifted their attention to affordable housing. Jabovjeski in the early 1930s saw Brno-based building companies erecting standardized, often terraced houses, which ensured low acquisition costs while satisfying all requirements for modern housing, especially the houses in Zabranskeho, Vjezdarinska, Lizhitska, Březinová streets, and in Šmejkalová street below the Wilson Wood. However, the demand for villas and detached houses did not die out completely in the years of the crisis and started to grow again in the economic boom of the mid-1930s. Most villas of this period grew at the foot of Kravi Hora in present-day Krondlova, Fostkova, and Vurmova streets, where they verged on the original Czech officers' quarter, and Jabovreski thus gradually and organically blended into the adjacent Masaryk quarter.